Well, he spent the best part of the last hour cramming cash that should have gone on clothes for his infant children.
We've not found David again, have we?
And ill mother. I'm busking now. Into a fruit machine. It is, of course, Dave the Puggy Flynn. How are you?
I'm fine, actually.
Have you hit the jackpot?
Well, I've been up.
What happened, by the way? What happened to our line?
I think it was static build-up from the carpet and all the machines round about me.
Stand
still then, will you?
Yeah. It's these new nylon trousers. I can't control it.
What's the attraction of this?
Well, it's very much... I mean, it's like the National Lottery in microcosm. You stick in a pound, you could win 15 quid, you could win 20 quid, you could win 30 quid. I do notice with my girlfriend, there's never any complaints when I've won 30 quid. Mm-hmm. But the second I come up and say, you know, I've lost a fiver and didn't win anything, it's... Oh...
Stevie, can I just ask, are you alone there? Are there other people there as well?
There's a few other people floating about.
It's a bit sad. It's quite early, isn't it, for this kind of thing?
It's quite early for this sort of thing, yeah.
I feel it's a radio programme, son.
this is the only radio gamblers out of this thing.
We didn't interrupt and we put him there.
But if there are other people there, it's a bit sad for them, I think. And not having David there, I mean, just, you know, having to spend money so early in the day.
Philly's been paid to do it, don't worry, son. He's okay.
Is he winning, though?
I doubt it.
Well, I've got some money.
Why does it keep making that noise?
That's the tumblers, as each one rolls lovely, and there you go.
I thought it was communicating with you there.
It's saying, I might pay two and a pound.
David, it's an alien intelligence. Move away quickly.
Okay, let's get real now, because I'm sure my next guest will have a thought or two on Dave's outright failure to win a cent. He's Stuart Campbell of the campaign group Fair Play. Hi, Stuart.
Hello, John.
Now, you'd be dubious, wouldn't you, about Dave's chances to win anything, given what you found? What have you found out about this?
Well, what we've discovered here at the campaign is that the fruit machines are completely predetermined, even beyond what people
Good
think.
Lord! You mean it's not fair?
It's not fair at all.
Pass the smelling salts.
My God, you mean the gambling industry is stacked against the mug punter? Hold the front page!
Yeah, we get this a lot.
they're called cynic comedians. So what actually happens? Because people do believe, don't they? They go in here and there's a chance of winning. But you're saying is sometimes when you get to a certain button that you think is going to be a gamble, it's already been decided.
That's exactly it. I mean, people know that the machines are stacked against you. They know that the machines are going to make money. But there are points. People think that you've always got a chance, basically. If the machine says, press this button to gamble, you think you're gambling. You think you might win.
Are you with Dave? Are you with Dave in the same place?
No.
No. That would just be...
That's just the background.
So you were saying you press the gamble button, and even though you think you're gambling, you're not. You've already lost.
That's right, yeah. The machine will usually gamble you on a high-low reel, where it'll ask you to go higher or lower than a number that's showing. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, what we found is that at certain points, whichever way you press, the machine will make you lose. If you go higher than a six, it'll spin in a three, and if you go lower than the six, it'll spin in a
ten. Stuart, can I just ask, higher or lower than a six?
Have I wasted my life?
higher or lower than a six?
Higher.
Leave the arcade now, Dave.
Just walk away from the machine.
This man's a liar. So, what have you got to say for yourself now?
Oh, I'm sorry, we've made some kind of terrible mistake. I'm going to shut the website right now.
How did you test for this?
We tested it on a PC with a program called an emulator that makes the...
It
simulates
the way is that similar to the ones that we use on the online casinos and such like?
It's kind of like that, yeah, except it is an exact replication of real-life fruit machines. And what it lets you do is basically the thing that Dave won't be able to do, which is go back in time when you've pressed high and see what would have happened if you pressed low.
So this computer program, does it have a wee Ned standing in front of it as well, just to be absolutely accurate?
Yeah, a little voice comes out of the speakers going, hold the cherries.
Come on, Paul.
I'm going, geese 50 pence for a can of special brew.
Yeah, but you didn't cover the waterfall then, did you? Penny Falls, that used to be my favourite machine.
And that wee grabby thing.
Oh, grabby good Lord.
You could never pick
the mechanical grab.
Them, could you?
The grabby thing doesn't really count.
Phil, I could never pick anything up ever, could you?
It's like trying to pick something up with your feet,
isn't it? Of course, there was no rationing then.
We
had no bananas.
They all used to get oatcakes out of ours.
Well, come on, though. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, it's a good campaign to, you know, try and make sure that people aren't ripped off. But don't you agree that, really, if you're going to pour your money into one of these machines, you deserve everything you get. And in fact, isn't there an argument to suggest that they perform a useful social function? Because they separate fools from their money before they have an opportunity to use that cash to do something really dangerous.
What, like buy gin?
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. Or knives or cars.
Because then they give the cash to rich business people. That's not sensible. You should be taking money away from rich business people and giving it to the poor unfortunate.
That's sounding dangerously socialist.
Sorry,
you
Seth,
watch
sorry.
Yourself.
Oh, good Lord. Red John Beatty.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the last time you watched the BBC.
That's the end of him.
Phil, can you beat the thrill of actually winning the cash?
The thrill? Well, I never, ever, ever. In fact, the last time I used one, it still had a handle on the side, so...
Oh, I like that.
I just don't do it.
Stuart, was it fairer then?
But I wanted to know whether it was ever... Has it ever been random?
It used to be more fair, yeah. Back about... About 15 years to the ones with the handles on the side that were purely mechanical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were... I mean, they could still be cheated by the arcade operator, you know, filing down nuts on a reel and stuff. Oh. But they didn't come out of the factory designed to cheat, which the ones today do.
So they could lose on them, in theory, could they?
Well, in theory, yeah, but it was very unlikely. They were set to pay out a certain percentage anyway.
Because surely that keeps you gambling, though, doesn't it? If you do win now and again, so are they not shooting themselves in the foot, as it were, by sort of going against the punter all the time?
Well, no, because if you play a machine now, you have got a chance of winning. I mean, the fact that what you'll be winning is the money that was cheated out of the guy who played it before you. But you will still.
So you should wait until someone else has been on it first.
Yeah,
exactly. Luck in the arcade.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it? That's a good idea.
And skulking in the dark waiting.
You won't play these things, will you?
I've steered well clear of them ever since we found out what we found out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I spend
all my money on vodka now.
Dave, in you come.
So I was just going to say, isn't the fatal flaw in the whole scheme there, Stuart, that you're doing it on a computer and you're not going to win anything out of your computer?
See, that
you know, I mean, I know it wasn't paying out, but it wasn't likely.
Well, we didn't. The thing is, we don't have to drop money into the top of the computer before we start either, do we?
I see. No risk. No risk involved there. You weren't getting any thrill out of that.
There is a serious point, surely, in that given that the gambling laws are set to be liberalised, and we've got talk about turning Blackpool into a Las Vegas style place, there's going to be, you know, people are going to be going there, we're going to be getting ripped off, so really, we should be grateful to Stuart for defending these people before they arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
isn't that right,
should.
Stuart?
Yes, you should. I think he's hit the vodka again.
Justify yourself. I'm doing my best.
There are some very serious issues about this. Mm. I mean, it's all very well us sitting here having a laugh about it, but go tell it to people who've, you know, lost their houses because of gambling.
Could they sue?
Well, this is the thing. As far as we can tell...
It's not what they thought it was. It's not what it was put out to be.
As far as we can tell, it's completely illegal. It's fraud.
I know a man.
You've turned into BTPI.
Millions, there must be.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's fraudulent, and the arcade industry says that the gambling side, the gambling machine side...
Hang on. Are you accusing them on air of fraud?
Yes, same as we do on the website. As far as we can tell, it's completely fraudulent.
Is that Camelot you're talking about?
Ironically, Camelot are choir boys compared to this.
Stuart, Dave,
but I mean, if you stick a pound on the National Lottery and you don't win, you don't sue Camelot.
No, because you know what the odds are when you play the lottery.
You're not being cheated on all the machines. This machine has a minimum of 70% payout.
We'll leave those two to blather away. Thank you very much, Stuart and Dave. Thanks. We'll be careful when we stash our cash. He's accused them of fraud on air.
They did that, didn't they? All these
legal cases.
Could I be in court giving evidence? Oh, lovely, I've got just...
Yes, he's
on the air. Now...